You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Well, it's the last season of American Idol.
Yeah.
It's all coming to an end.
I know.
And boy, do they have a bunch of talented musicians.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a few that stick out, like this guy right here.
This means the world to me because back home my family fosters kids, and I've seen so many kids come through there who have had their hearts broken and their family taken away, and they're just alone and hurt. I want to show the foster kids that if they have a dream, they need to go and grab it and never let it go.
You give a little time to me, we'll burn this out, we'll play hide and seek. You turn this around, only one is a taste that your lips allow my mind.
It was pleasing to my ear. It was very individual to you. There was a lot going on there that was saying to me, artist.
Everybody say hello to Thomas Stringfellow, straight out of Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yeah. Right.
What's up, Thomas?
Mr. Stringfellow.
That's your real last name, huh?
Yes, sir. It's my real last name.
Don't need to make that stuff up. And that's, JC, I know you're suffering from major hair envy.
Yeah, how do you do your hair?
JC's been looking for the perfect hairstyle, and he's been trying to follow David Beckham's path, but I think he needs to follow yours.
Thank you. Yeah, how long? I should cut my own hair.
You cut your own hair?
Yes, sir.
How do you do that?
Wow.
Scissors?
My mom actually has some clippers, and I just go to the bathroom and just cut it and make it how I like it.
You use mousse? Because there's no way you cut that volume without any product.
Yeah, I don't tell most people this, but I actually use a hairspray.
Oh.
How are you feeling right now, JC?
I'm feeling envious.
Hair envy. Hair envy, yeah.
Yeah, very envious.
Now, are you going to stick with Stringfellow when you make it really big in Hollywood, or have you thought about maybe a shortened stage name?
I'm going to stick with Stringfellow.
There you go.
Love it.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, the judges' reactions to your name when you walked in the room was priceless.
It's an artist name.
Thank you.
And you do look like a string fellow.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you got cool style. You're great on the guitar. Were you expecting it to go as well as it did? I know you have talent, but I mean, it went extremely well for you.
Yeah, it went crazy good. I was just before I went to the 2 week before process and stuff. I was just like, I'm just gonna go give this a shot. It's the last year. They're coming to Arkansas, so might as well. And then just. Such a blessing that it turned into that, and it was just, it went way better than I ever thought it would.
Where were you and who were you with when you saw yourself on TV?
I was actually at my youth pastor's house, and we were having a watch party with a lot of school and church friends, and we had probably 20, 30 people there, and just had a big party.
You had to keep your mouth shut because you're sworn to secrecy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but they're probably wondering, like, why is Thomas having a watching party?
If he didn't make it, nobody'd want to watch that.
That would have been awkward.
Thomas, you're 17 years old, so you're still in school. What was it like when you went back to school that first day after you were on American Idol?
Actually, I am being homeschooled right now.
Oh.
So I haven't been back to school yet since all this stuff's been going on.
Because he's too busy to go back to school.
Well, he had to go to Hollywood Week, obviously.
Yeah. I know. Well, they've already filmed Hollywood Week, right?
November is when Hollywood Week was filmed.
Yeah, they filmed Hollywood Week. They just haven't gotten to the live
shows. Yeah, so now we're just waiting so those can air and we can finally get to the live shows. And I wonder if you make it.
Will you be having another watching party?
Maybe.
Yeah, he'll probably have one. Just being in Hollywood Week is a big deal
because
you're around a lot of talented musicians.
Were there any songs? I know I love asking everyone that auditions about song choices, and were there any songs that maybe you wanted to sing and weren't allowed? Do you have to get approval off of everything that you sing?
Yes, I actually have a version of Trap Queen.
Oh,
you off.
Really?
What did I do? Yes, but it's kind of a bad song, so that's not allowed.
So I want to hear. What is your version like? I'm so curious.
It's an acoustic version, and I just speed it up a little bit, and I raise it up a couple frets, and I like it. It's pretty cool.
What we're going to need to do, Thomas, is we're going to need you to come down here and perform it one day.
Yeah.
When you're allowed to, because I know you have contractual obligations with American Idol right now, but when you're done, we want to hear that for
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome.
Well, I'll be down to come down there someday.
All right.
Come down.
And I know you can't tell us, what goes down or who gets chosen for Hollywood Week, but how Was it a lot tougher than you expected it to be?
You were awake. You probably got like 3 hours of sleep a night. It was crazy. It was pretty tough, but everyone is very encouraging, and most people that you meet there are very loving and want to see everyone succeed. So it was a great experience, and it was great to get to know a lot of people.
Yeah, So you made a lot of good friends out there that you could potentially start writing music with, no matter what.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How has this helped you with the ladies?
It's been helping.
Doesn't hurt,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't hurt.
Oh, you're blushing.
We can see Thomas the blushing.
Yeah,
Thomas
Drinkfellow. We can hear it. Yeah, we can hear buddy. You blushing.
Thomas Blushfellow over there. Man, well, Thomas, you have such a great head on your shoulders. We could tell you come from a great family. You guys foster kids. Your audition was one of the best this season. We can't wait to see what you do, my man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're excited. The final year, it's so bittersweet, but I'm glad you got in. You never auditioned before. And you pick the right time to do it. This is your time.
Yeah, this is a great year.
All right, my brother. We'll wish you all the luck in the world, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm going to be so torn now. I've got so many of these kids I'm rooting for.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who's your best friend on the show?
Actually, so me and Dalton have this thing where I tell him horrible jokes, and then he gets like really mad. It's hilarious. But I have to say, I have a lot of fun messing with Dalton.
Dalton that we just had on the show.
Yeah,
Rapatoni. Oh, Rapatoni. Rigatoni.
If you and Dalton created a band together, you could potentially be as huge as One Direction, I think, with the girls.
Just the two of them?
Wow. You heard it right here from Simon.
Just the two of you, I think. I guarantee you girls would go crazy over you two guys. Well, Thomas, we'll watch you on American Idol. Hollywood Week starts tonight. Yay. So look out for our boy Thomas with his hair.
Thank you.
And then hopefully you make it to the live shows, man, and we'll talk to you when that happens. Good luck, man.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Bye, Thomas Stringfellow.
Good luck.
Bye.
All
right.
We continue I Have a Dream in about 30 minutes. I'm telling you why for the year material coming up here. And coming up next, love letters to Kelly. You ready, Kelly Raspberry?
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not. She's sipping water.
I was drinking my coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So ready.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We already played the clip once today. We'll play it again here in a few minutes. Make sure you're listening.
Nice.
In case you didn't hear it earlier. We also have another dream we want to grant. I have a dream. About 20 minutes away. This one is extreme. Little hint word right there. And Kelly Raspberry has been doing it for years.
Really?
What?
You have?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Well, she does have a daughter.
Let me finish.
Have a daughter. Yeah.
Kelly is our love expert, our resident love expert, and she's been giving you love advice. And nailing it for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
You do.
Thank you for clarifying.
I shouldn't have said that after Al just made
fun of it. She does have a daughter.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I are about to move in together. How nice.
Yeah.
All the guys are like, whoa.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I did that too. She has a boyfriend.
And why'd you say uh-oh?
Uh-oh. I'm just saying that's really nice of them. All right. My boyfriend and I are about to move in together, and I couldn't be happier. But when it comes to apartment searching, he is driving me crazy. Since he has all of his student loans paid off, and I'm still deeply indebted to mine, he has generously offered to pay the rent on our new apartment on his own so I can focus on paying off my student loans.
Wow!
The problem is, he's looking at very cheap apartments that are extremely small with outdated amenities. Kelly, I know this may sound like the silliest problem in the world, and I shouldn't be complaining about having such a fiscally responsible boyfriend, but am I asking too much to request that we look for apartments that are a bit nicer? Can I insist on paying a portion of the rent to get an apartment with a nice bathroom or large closets or a kitchen I can actually cook in?
There you go.
Help me, please, Patricia.
That's the thing, Patricia. That's what I was going to suggest is you offer to pay a little bit more for something a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, geographically, he could still maybe save the same money if he just looks a little further away from you know, where you're looking now, depending on where you live.
Yeah, just ask him his budget. If his budget's $800, whatever, $900, say, hey, let me chip in $300. Let's get some a little nice.
You're living together. There's nothing. You need to have this conversation.
Yes. I mean, if you can't have a conversation about this, imagine when it's a huge problem.
Right.
There's nothing wrong.
That's
if
easy.
That's easy. You offered to pay a little bit more to live someplace a little bit
but
nicer.
But if you're not offering to pay, nothing drives me crazier than a girl that expects the nicest things and has not a dime to put towards it.
Right.
Don't be that girl.
I would want to put something in because if you don't, there's going to be some animosity at some point. I'm paying the rent.
My house.
Here it is. So you better put something in on it.
And she says it's because of the student loans. Aren't they going to forgive us? With the student loans here, I keep hearing that. They're just going to let them go away. I have friends that aren't paying theirs because they think it's just going to go away.
Some might get lucky.
I paid mine off.
How much did you have?
I just worked, so I didn't have very much.
Okay.
So I was working and paying as I went. You still have some, Jenna?
Nope.
You paid yours off, too?
I didn't have any student loans. My parents paid for my college. That was part of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend could buy a small country. With her student loan.
Well, your girlfriend's a doctor.
Yeah, med school.
Love letters.
Oh, boy.
Love letters to Kelly.
Doctors make a lot of money, but boy, do they have to pay a lot of money to get there. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'll just come out and admit it. I'm having an emotional affair.
Well, there you go.
A former colleague and I are very attracted to each other and rarely see each other face to face, but we sext and email suggestive things all the time.
Oh, boy.
We know nothing will ever come of it. At least I do. I'm not going to do nothing.
Yeah, right.
One side effect, though, is that fun time with my husband is so good after a day of flirting.
Oh.
Is this affair so bad if my husband and wife and his wife benefit?
My husband.
And his wife. She's talking about herself.
Gotcha.
That's from Marie.
It's Marie. You need to cut that off, girl.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
Your husband would be so hurt if he found out. Even if you have no intention, you're playing with fire.
I hurt for them, for the spouses.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want any of it. I wouldn't want to be cheated on.
Yeah.
But if it happened, I would want it to be a random one-off, you never see the person again, rather than...
A one-night stand is way better than an emotional
affair. Emotional is...
Falling in love with someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That means you guys connect intellectually and that you have things in common.
Both suck, but, man.
You cut that off. You stop responding to those texts. I wouldn't go so far as to change your number because that might make your husband a little suspicious.
Right.
Yeah. But just don't... Yeah, you got to cut that off. You're playing with fire.
Heaven
help if your husband finds out, that poor man.
The worst part, she never gets the worst part of him, you know?
Right.
Like, it's always like putting the other person on a pedestal. Grass is always greener.
And start flirting with your husband. Try that.
Go. Yeah, why don't you sex your husband?
Try flirting with your husband because men, like... I find that if you want to be treated in a certain way, you treat that person the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, sure.
And sometimes, not all the time... Sometimes you just have to flat out ask for what you want.
Or just show them.
And don't buy any more tablets or mobile devices in your name because sometimes when you're doing those little private texts, you think they pop up on another device.
Many dudes get caught.
Yeah.
Gavin Rossdale, that's how he got caught.
Yeah.
With the nanny.
Oh, I was sending
on
some stuff.
On the kid's iPad.
I was sending some stuff to my girlfriend and guys working on the food truck. And man, y'all gonna have it going on tonight, huh? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I got all these little messages on the iPad that he's ringing up food on.
What I would give to read the text between you and Dr. Girlfriend about sexy talk.
I can't. I want to.
Would you let us read your text?
No.
Please.
No.
We won't say who it's from.
You let me read yours.
I'll let you read my text between me and my wife.
There.
My phone is so lame right now. Here it is. You can have it.
Yeah.
Nothing right now.
But it is cool when your girl sends you you're not expecting it, and you send your husband or your boyfriend just a random sexy text here and there. That works. That goes a long way.
Yeah, flirt with your husband. That's my advice.
Love letters to Kelly.
Better than ringing up a slice of pizza or something and then getting, you're going to do what?
Man, I want to get that iPad so bad somehow.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a sophomore in high school, and I recently started dating a senior.
Whoa.
It started off
JC's so excited for you.
I don't know if it's a dude yet. If it's a dude, it's a whoa.
It started off very nonchalant, so I lied to my mom and said he was a junior because she's so overprotective and would normally never let me go out with a senior. Now, he wants to meet my family.
That's a stand-up young man right there.
Good dude.
Now, if I tell the truth, they'll know I've been lying for the last 3 months and maybe never let me see him again.
That's a chance you got to take.
And I can't ask him to lie because when my mom meets him, the truth will come out.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I'm not as immature as all this sounds, which is why I'm embarrassed to tell him any of this. I just got myself into this huge mess and can't find a way out of it.
Yes,
any
you can.
Suggestions? That's from Abby.
Come clean and show that you are mature enough and responsible enough. And come clean to everyone and say, I was really afraid that you weren't going to approve of this situation. Tell your boyfriend, tell everybody.
Okay.
And have a conversation about it. And if your parents come down with the rule that you have to wait a year to date him, if he really loves you, he'll wait.
But college Question. Is coming up.
Exactly.
College is coming up.
When she comes clean, should she do it in front of everybody at the same time? Or
he doesn't know yet.
Right.
I would leave him out of it.
I would tell the boyfriend first what you've done. And if he's really a stand-up guy, there are some good stand-up teenage boys.
We meet them all the time.
I'll go with you to your parents, and I'll explain my intentions. If a boy's willing to do that, to go to the mom and say, I respect your daughter, da-da-da, that goes a long way.
It does.
I know she's lied. I'm sorry. I was not aware of that. If I'd known that, I would not have encouraged her to do that.
Yeah.
That kind of mature conversation goes a long way with parents.
Yes. What about the good old, mom, I thought he was a junior, but he's actually a senior.
No,
my bad.
No,
that's not going to work.
No, it's going to make it worse.
Oh, okay.
And maybe mom will compromise and say, well, I won't make you break up, but you have to see him under our roof. You know, maybe there'll be something, but you might end up not being able to see him for a while as punishment. But that's a chance you have to take. But be a mature enough person to go to your parents and
there you go, Abby.
Tell the truth.
Did you ever date an older guy, Kelly, in high school?
Oh, I didn't date in high school.
No,
I finally had a date when I think I was a junior, maybe a senior.
Was he older?
A senior. No, we were in the same class.
Oh, okay.
Ken Salibi. It was the Valentine's banquet, and his girlfriend was out of town. His ex-girlfriend couldn't go, and so literally, like, the day before, he asked me if I'd go with him.
Third one's a charm. Mm-hmm.
I dated she was a freshman. The girl I took to the prom, or at least she was my girlfriend part of my senior year, was a freshman when I was a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the girl I actually took to the prom, that's right, she was a senior. But some of those girls, like juniors and seniors, like wouldn't even date the guys in high school. They only dated guys that were out.
Yeah.
Like the really hot girls. You have that
boy, that breaks our hearts.
Two or three girls that are so hot, they don't even have time for high school guys.
I dated a girl that was older than me in high school, and it broke my heart when she went off to college because she, like, dumped me right away.
Well, yeah.
She met a dude named Robert at her college orientation, and she's like, bye.
Was he a producer?
I met Robert. No, he was in a fraternity.
Okay.
And he was president of the fraternity.
Making sure.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Maybe you can help me figure out these Florence, South Carolina boys.
Mm-mm. Oh, is she from Florence?
We have been dating almost 3 months, and I live in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay.
So we're about 2 hours away and see each other maybe once a week. Mm-hmm. He started acting a little more distant, and I called him out on it. I said, do you even really want a girlfriend? His response was, of course I want a girlfriend. This is just how I am. I then said, well, you sure don't act like you care. And his response was, you need to just relax. You think too much. Nothing changed, so I told him I was going to give him space, and he said, I want this, but I want to be alone sometimes. I don't know how much more space he needs. We see each other once a week. Am I being silly for waiting for him, or do I just need to move on?
You need to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's telling you, this is how I am, and I'm not changing. He's doing you a favor.
Oh,
he's telling you, this is it, and I'm happy seeing you once a week. I'm happy with that two-hour distance. I'm not saying he's cheating on you with somebody else. He really might be committed, but he's just
If I could shake the younger version of myself for ignoring red flags with guys when you know they're this way, he might not be cheating you right. He just is selfish and unavailable. And
he's just not that into you.
It's just they should want to spend more time with you.
Yeah, because if they want to spend more time with you, they are into you.
Yeah, if he really likes you, he would want to see you every single day.
Not him.
I would put a paycheck on the fact that he's probably cheating.
I don't agree with that, because I've dated guys like this, and they weren't cheating. They are just that emotionally stunted. Like, they can't handle a relationship, you know?
Well, then you got to think about it for yourself. Do you want that kind of stunted...
That's exactly what I mean.
Relationship,
see the red flag and run. Run. Far away.
It's just not. I mean, you're not going to change him.
If he's not cheating, he's at least leaving the door open to something else. You know what I'm saying? Like he's
well,
not...
I appreciate that he's just telling her the truth, because what could have happened was he'll straighten up and do what she wants for about 2 or 3 weeks, make the effort, and then he goes back to his old way. So he keeps giving her hope. I know he can do it.
Yeah.
He's not going to do it.
Give him so much space.
He's giving you so...
Give him more space.
Yeah.
Give him all the space.
He don't want it. Exactly.
He don't want it. Those guys are never going to get married. Because if he does kind of like you, he's not going to get married because he's not ready for that. But basically, he's showing he doesn't care, like Kelly said.
Yeah.
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 There you go.
If a guy wants it, he's going to show you.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be there.
You're going to know
it. Don't matter. We'll make it happen.
That's right. Show me love.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a tab set up. You just click on it. Write us the letter. We help solve the problems every single Wednesday. Thank you, Kelly Raspberry.
You're welcome, JC Chavez.
Less than 30 minutes away, we're going to send you to see Justin Bieber in Seattle for his Purpose World Tour.
Really?
The opening night. So you get to watch the first show.
How?
Well, you got to identify the song we play backwards. It's a Justin Bieber song.
Oh.
We'll tell you when to call, but you know what? We'll go ahead and play the clip again, just in case you didn't hear it earlier. Here you go.
This song still sounds good backwards.
I'm telling you, right? Justin needs to release an album backwards, and it would do just fine. That's the clip right there. Don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call in less than 30 minutes. And coming up next. So we got a letter from a dude's wife.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the guy has no idea she wrote us this letter. And he has an extreme dream.
Love this, man. Love this.
And she wants to make it happen. She doesn't know how to make it happen, so she contacted us. We hit up a couple people we know.
Hooked it up.
And we're going to make this dream come true for this husband. And this wife is going to be wife of the year.
Guys, you're going to love this.
Yeah, dudes.
You're going to love this, fellas.
And wives, listen, because your dudes are going to want to do this. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How do you guys feel about granting another I Have a Dream?
I would love to.
That sounds like fun, right? Let's bring in Jamie and her husband, Dale. Dale, is it Dale or Dale?
Dale.
Okay, it's Dale. Okay,
hey,
Dale. Jamie.
Hey, guys.
Dale.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. What's up?
Yeah. Now, Jamie, you know what we're doing here because you wrote us a letter.
Yes.
Dale or Dale, you have no idea.
He is clueless.
That's right.
Are you slightly nervous, Dale?
A little bit.
You should be.
Well, here's the thing.
That's the bad news.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Totally
your wife wrote us about the other love in your life, and Al's going to read about that. Go ahead, Al.
Dale, you are about to be just floored.
All right.
Dear the Kid Craddock Morning Show, ever since I've known my husband, he's had a dream to use a backhoe to dig a big hole.
Dale wants
that
a backhoe.
So
Dale, before I even go any further, I just want to hug you, man, because I want to do this too.
Yeah, except Al doesn't want the back.
It's your backhoe soulmate.
Oh.
All right, let me continue. When he first told me about this dream, I thought it was kind of silly, but over the past 10 years that we've been married, I've watched him oogle big construction equipment on the side of the highway and drool at big tractors.
Oh.
No one in our family is a farmer or operates large equipment like this, so I guess this desire is just his innate manly instincts expressing himself.
Yeah.
Now, before we had kids, I even went as far as to post an ad on Craigslist to see if anyone had a backhoe that they would let him drive around. Your wife loves you.
I love Jamie.
She went on to say, I really, really wanted to make this happen for him. A lady actually responded. She let us come out to her farm, but unfortunately, her equipment was old and it didn't work. Shut up. Now that we have a son, I see my husband's eyes light up every time they play tractors together or read a book about trucks. So I guess my dream is to see his dream come true and get to drive and operate some large tractors and maybe even dig a big hole with a backhoe.
That is awesome.
That is so cool.
That is from your wife, Jamie. Jamie?
Well done. Wife of the year.
And Dale, we are like kindred spirits because I wanted to do this too.
Oh, really?
What do you think about this, Dale?
I think it'd be very fun. That'd be very cool.
Jamie, how long have you and Dale been married?
10 years. Almost 10 years. 11 years.
Mm. And your son is how old now?
He's 3.
He's 3 years old. So you watch your man and your little boy play with these tractors and you dream of him playing with a real one, right?
That is so cute.
Yes. It is, isn't it, Kelly?
Okay.
I mean, this is just the epitome of man stuff right here.
Yeah, well, we got something a brewing here for you, Dale. Jamie, hold on for us because we got to get our next guest on the phone real quick. Dale, please say hello to Randy Stanger.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
So here's the deal, Dale. Randy is the founder and CEO of Extreme Sandbox. You probably saw him on Shark Tank recently in the last couple weeks. Randy, why don't you tell Dale what you do?
So, Dale, we play on big toys all day long. I play in a big kid's sandbox, and we heard you had a little dream that I think we might be able to help out with.
Awesome.
We have a heavy equipment adventure company that lets clients basically play on construction equipment.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to be able to get Dale in a 19-ton excavator digging up some ground and having a blast down there at our brand-new site we're opening in Texas in April.
Yeah! What a wonderful idea.
Kelly, I'm so mad I didn't think of this. I know, that I have money to do it, but, man, this sounds so
cool.
How
does it sound, Dale?
It sounds like a lot of fun. That'd be cool. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kelly, you don't understand the feeling
that
guys have when we pass these big caterpillars and whatnot. We just want to be in there and shift those gears.
You feel like a man just being near them.
Yeah.
You know?
And they always told kids to not play on construction sites, right?
But Randy changes that.
Randy, for anyone that missed your little stint on Shark Tank, tell us about Extreme Sandbox.
Yeah, so, you know, Extreme Sandbox, I founded the company about 3 years ago up, and we're based out of the Twin Cities in Minnesota. And I have no background in construction. I was actually sound very similar to Dale. I'm just a big kid at heart. I always wanted to play on those toys. So I have three boys, and we were driving by a construction site. And my kids one day were like, Dad, wouldn't it be fun to go play on that stuff? And I'm like, heck yeah, it would. Next thing you know, we're brainstorming this idea. And I think everyone's had the idea. It's just the execution. It took me about 1 or 2 years to get it launched here. And we've had a ton of success. Went on Shark Tank here a few weeks ago. Got an investment from Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary. And
Mark Cuban's never going to let anybody else have a turn.
No. The rich just get richer, you know.
He's going to be on. He's like, no, it's mine.
Yeah. That's how he gets to be Mark Cuban, Kevin.
Randy, can we kick Mark out and just we invest in it?
you have the money?
I'd stick with Mark.
Yeah, maybe have a Groupon or something.
Yeah, I'd stick with Mark, dude.
All right, Randy, and I'm going to ask for Dale because Dale's a nice guy. Can Dale bring a friend?
Absolutely. We're actually setting them up with our dueling adventures. It's our most popular for two people. So it can be a friend, his wife, whoever. Although we tell guys when they bring their wife, you got to be careful because once your woman beats you on heavy equipment, there's really no recovery from that. You lose your man card immediately.
Yeah, so, for sure.
But whoever you want to bring out can come play.
Perfect.
Fun.
Dale, you ready?
I'm ready. Sounds fun.
Dude, you're going to have so much fun. And Randy, we'll be calling you.
Yeah, we'll probably swing by as well, Randy.
This sounds so fantastically cool.
I think we just need to stop by and make sure that Dale has a good experience.
Since
we brokered this deal here.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Selfish.
The website is extremesandbox.com if you want to check it out and see where Randy's at. Randy, thank you so much, man.
And congratulations on your business, man.
Thank you. We'd love to have you guys out as well. So, Dale, we look forward to having you, and you guys are welcome to visit as well. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, trust me. I'll be there.
Yeah. There you go, Dale. Have fun, buddy.
Thank you.
He's a man of few words, but you can tell his excitement is there, and his wife is awesome.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Jamie, did you hear what your husband gets to do?
Yes.
So you're going to get some time to yourself.
Or you get to go.
Or you might get to go.
You know what's going to happen. On his way back home, he's going to stop by a big a backhoe dealership and try and buy one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
No, I would think, can you go practice with the claw game? Is that the same? Can you go practice getting the stuffed animals with the claws?
It's never the same. Well, you guys have fun. Dale, Jamie, it was a pleasure meeting you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. All right, believers, I know you've been waiting patiently by your phone to win these tickets to go to Seattle to check out Justin Bieber kick off his Purpose World Tour. Your shot to win those tickets is coming up next, and we also have new music from Miley Cyrus and Drake and Rihanna. We'll let you listen to those next as well.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
That is Kacey Musgraves right there, Big Al Mac.
That's who I thought it was.
Yeah. Hottie. We'll have Kacey Musgraves on our show tomorrow morning at this time. You'll get to hear what went down. She visited us a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Played a couple songs. Talked. Some good times.
Talked and just... She didn't have to really talk. She didn't want to.
We're basically best friends now.
You just look at her.
Yeah, she is. She is beautiful. Her boyfriend was right there, so it made it really awkward when I was trying to hit on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's always awkward.
But it's okay.
Leave a boyfriend at home. I don't care if he does play guitar.
Yeah. See what Al does. Al leaves his girlfriend at home every time someone comes in. How dare you bring your boyfriend, even though he's your band.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right, believers, are you ready?
It's time
to win some dang tickets. You want to go to Seattle to check out the first show of the Purpose World Tour?
Yeah.
Then you need to call us right now.
The backwards Beaver song.
Our phone number is 800 Kid Live.
Eight. I was trying to say the phone number backwards, but
no.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, man, don't do that.
I couldn't do it.
Just give the phone number correct.
800-543-3548.
What a genius there. 800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number was
trip at stakeout?
To Seattle. Everybody wants to go to Seattle.
Yeah.
Throw a fish around. Get rained on. What caller number would you like, Al?
Let's do 19.
19. Caller number 19. That's Big Al's birthday.
He really means 91.
No, we'll take caller 19. Number 19.
I'm kidding.
Good luck. Mm. We'll get you going. We got some new music coming out.
Really?
We'll give you a little tease that Miley Cyrus gave us on Instagram. Now, Miley's making a comeback. She's back with Liam.
Okay.
So she's being normal again. And she's wearing her Zit cream on her face.
Mm-hmm. She keeps it real.
She keeps it really real.
So wait, she has new music that's not Miley and her dead pets?
Right. Yeah, yeah. This is Every Flower.
So I won't judge. Did you land on every flower? Did you use up all your power to demand peace?
What's she playing that on?
I don't know. Like a xylophone or something?
Yeah.
A music box? Gross.
It's cool to see celebrities do like everybody does on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's different when it's Miley Cyrus and she's
always done them though with her girlfriends.
Yeah.
She was a preteen. Yeah.
I look way worse than that when I'm wearing Zit cream.
Yeah, she does look really good.
I hate when people look cute in Zit cream.
Just go for it, you know? Sometimes you just have to go for it. Take
a
chance.
I usually look terrible.
I've been crying, Jenna,
probably because I have zits or I'm sad. I don't know.
One day we'll do the show with everybody will be wearing Zit cream.
Boy, I remember those days. I used to take those Stridex pads and put them all over my forehead. And,
yeah.
Because I had pimples bad when I was in school.
I used to get the most ginormous one at the tip of my nose.
Yeah.
Like the big red ones to where I would tell my mom, like, Mom, I don't want to go to school type ones.
And you only get them a day or two before picture day.
Oh, yeah. I have one with
that's
a. With
when
it.
They peak. I don't know. It's like your zits know when it's picture day.
My hair was on point. Everything was looking right. But then I had this huge zit.
Yeah.
It's the ones that would explode.
What?
Yeah, those.
Yeah, the popping
ones. You could have left that out.
I know, I got graphic.
You could have left that part out. Yeah.
I feel like that was needed.
Those were the days.
I feel like
we
that was needed.
We get it. We get it.
Mount JC.
You're actually, one of those YouTube videos.
Exactly. See if I won't even open those.
Oh,
who
man.
Who wants to see that?
I do and don't.
I don't.
Don't.
Like, I want to see that.
If you haven't ever watched JC. An ingrown hair video.
I love watching those.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
JC and I watched them.
I watch them with my wife.
I do not want that in my life.
That's how my zit on my nose was. My mom would get mad at me. Because she'd be like, Jose, get in here and clean up the mirror.
Oh.
Yeah, like that.
Don't tell that.
Okay, new music. What's next?
All right.
Sorry.
This is exploding onto the scene from Rihanna.
Yay.
So she's got a new song. It's called Work, featuring Drake.
Just get ready for work, 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 work.
I already like it.
For me, I'll be work, yep. Work, work, yeah. Work, work, work. You see me do me da 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 da. And tell me about that work, 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 work. Na 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 na. When you walk out, na 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 na.
What? Does she have words?
I love how she gets lazy with her lyrics sometimes.
Cake,
work, 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 work. Na 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 na. It's like she's out of words.
There is a meme going around with Rihanna saying, it was a quote from her saying she wanted to do music that's deep and influences people.
Uh-huh.
And then
it sounds like
on the meme, it was the lyrics to Cake.
Work, 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 dare, 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 dare.
Yeah. Drake's also on the song. Would you like to hear Drake's part of the song?
Of course. Is it the same?
We'll find out right now.
Yeah. Okay. You need to get done, 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 done.
Yeah.
Just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done. If you come on.
Okay, so it's sorry if I'm a slight repetitive. Slightly repetitive.
A good
I
line.
Like that line.
That's
though.
A good line.
A good
if
line.
You had a twin.
If you had a twin, I'd still choose you.
I still choose you.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That's a player line right there.
I like that one.
Baby, if you had a twin, I still choose you.
I like that. I've never heard that. No, I like that.
I had neither.
Is there always a hotter twin? Like one that's that stands out?
Personality and a way someone carries himself can make them very sexy. So you can take a plain girl and she can be a little sex pot by the way she carries herself. So, yes.
The Prager twins, I went to school with the Prager twins.
They were pregnant?
Prager.
Oh, okay.
Prager.
Man, you got
both of them pregnant?
Based on the last name, I'd be like, no.
It was Laura and Linda.
Which one's the hotter one?
I'd say Laura.
Laura was?
Laura, yeah, Linda.
Sorry, Linda.
Linda, shout out, you know. But Laura probably was hotter. And they were identical.
I'm not going to comment on this topic.
Oh, that's right.
I've dated like three different twins. I have some weird thing for twins when I don't even know they're twins.
Why don't you just date both of them one time? Just to see.
Because when you get to know them, they're actually very different.
Yeah.
And then
it's... Bachelor did it. He dated two at once.
For a minute.
Yeah, but he did it.
And he dumped one. Should have dumped two.
But he did it.
He was living every guy's fantasy.
No, that's creepy.
Everybody's wondered what it would be like to have twin girlfriends.
I thought that was creepy when they were on that date and they were sitting on each side of him. Yeah. I thought that was creepy.
It's creepier the more they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
I like when they're different with, you know, when you get to know them. It creeps me out when they do the same thing.
And they wear the same clothes.
It's weird.
At some points when you become, it's not cute when you're past being a teenager. You know, it's just not cute anymore.
So thank you, Drake, for that conversation.
Yeah, there you go.
Right there. That's Rihanna's work with Drake. No word yet if she's performing at the Grammys. Now we do. I'm pretty sure she's performing at the Super Bowl based on the commercials we're seeing.
Okay. I took it as like you have this weekend, we got next weekend.
Right. Or maybe that's it. Yeah.
Like, you know, because she was talking to the commentators.
Got
so
you.
It's like you guys. But we don't know for sure. So maybe both. Who knows?
But you know who is performing at the Grammys? This just came out.
Who?
She was just in studio with us. Andra Day.
Oh, really?
She was hinting at it when she was in studio with us.
Well, there goes my showbiz top five story.
It's just a little tease. Have to find a different story. But we have the complete
story.
Well, somebody might tune in that wasn't listening.
God, I didn't want to say it to her when she was here because she has like a little bit.
Rihanna Flair?
She does have, and that's a compliment in my opinion.
She looks just like her.
She looks a lot like her, but she has a little more soulfulness going on.
Right.
We have a complete interview with Andra Day at KidNation.com tomorrow around this time, Casey Musgraves. And also announced Justin Bieber at the Grammys.
Oh, should I stop?
Okay, I'll stop.
JC Showman.
But there's one more, I think, right, Kelly? We'll get to that soon.
I've got quite a few I'm going to mention.
So all week long, we've been playing you Justin Bieber songs backwards. Your only job to get yourself to Seattle, Washington to see the Purpose World Tour kickoff is to tell us what song that is. That's it.
Stop me.
We'll go with our first guest of the day. Colleen, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So awesome. Doing great.
Tell us about you, please.
Okay. Well, I'm a mother of three, a grandmother of three, and I live in Western Oklahoma.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to be going to the show? Or
the dream.
Who are you taking?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay. Aww. Well, you're halfway there, Colleen. You just need to correctly identify this song right here. Okay. I'll play it for you again. All right, Colleen, for those Justin Bieber tickets in Seattle to check out the Purpose World Tour kickoff party, what song is that?
Well, my daughter says it's One Time.
One Time. Justin Bieber's One Time.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen, I am sorry, but that is incorrect.
Oh, right, Colleen.
Thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling.
It's all your daughter's fault.
Yeah, blame your daughter because you were probably right.
You only have your daughter to blame.
Completely your daughter's fault.
I think that was our first wrong answer of
that
the week.
That is.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Take it for granted that it's so easy because
right.
We know it.
Yeah.
We're like Alex Trebek up in here, just snobby selves.
We do listen to
these
songs quite a bit because we work here at the radio station. So to us, it's easy. It's not easy for everybody. Looks like we got to take a second guess.
Come on.
All right. Lily, how are you doing this morning?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm doing
Hello.
Great.
Lily, right. Tell us about you.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old. I'm from West Texas. I've been a believer since 2009. I absolutely love Justin.
Aww. Yeah.
Good for you.
What's your fan club number? Just kidding.
My fan.
All right, lucky for you. She's like, what? I need a number?
Let's just get to it.
Lucky for you, Lily, Colleen got the answer wrong. I will play you the clip again just in case you need it. Before you guess, here you go. Lily, to make your way to Seattle to check out Justin Bieber, you've been a fan of his since 2009. What song is that?
Yes. Boyfriend.
You say it's Boyfriend?
Are you sure?
You sure? Final answer?
Yes. Final answer.
If I was your boyfriend.
Oh, there
you're going.
There we go. There we go.
You just won tickets to Justin Bieber's World Tour.
In
Purpose.
Seattle.
In Seattle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Who are you going to take?
I don't even know. Probably my mom and my sister.
Oh, well, you only get to take one.
Yeah. Two tickets. Oh, no. Y'all can figure that out.
this is the good time because this is like all your friends and your family are going to be really nice to you. Yeah. They want
to
go with you on the trip.
Right?
Enjoy.
Yeah. Let it sink in, Lily.
Yeah.
Use it up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You okay? You breathing?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. I'm now.
Okay. What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I got to figure all this out.
I'm serious, man. I remember my first time going to a concert. I went and bought a new outfit because I just knew
you
that
have
was going to see me.
You're going to take pictures? Buddy.
Knew
that I was going to fall in love with you?
Yes.
All right. Hold on, Lily. We want to see pictures, too, when
we
you go.
We do.
I went and bought this neon green scarf. It was wintertime because I wanted. I was on the fourth row.
Yeah.
And Sheila E. was opening for Prince.
Oh my
gosh.
And I wanted Sheila E. to pull me up on stage.
By that scarf, man.
Woo!
And
what
happened?
You hit people in the face.
Yeah. Me and Kurt, we're trying to get up on stage waving that scarf.
How'd that work for you?
It didn't work. She didn't pick me.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I got a ticket.
You got a ticket?
I got a ticket.
For scarf waving? Yeah.
You got a ticket?
A fashion ticket.
Scarf?
No, I was leaving. I had a valet parking service at the time. And I was leaving, and I grabbed one of those orange cones, those traffic cones in the street. Oh, I could use that at my valet parking service. I go buy one for $2. And I grabbed it, and the police knocked on my window. Hey, get out of the car, thief. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, that
crap.
Is stealing.
I'm like, Kirk, I think we're about to get arrested. So I got out of the car, and people are leaving the concert. And people are like, hey, Al, hey, Kirk. I'm spread eagle on my car. And I had ran a stop sign, too, so he gave me a ticket for the stop sign, but he didn't take me to jail, fortunately, and I had to put the cone back on the concrete.
Can you imagine if you went to jail? What you in here for? Stealing a cone?
Yeah.
You never been to jail?
That's a pretty...
You've never been to jail?
That's a pretty neon scarf you got on there, son. Yeah, once.
Everybody's been at least once.
No. Right? I took a tour in school.
Oh, I did that.
For a field trip to the courthouse,
Goody,
County courthouse, and we went through the jail, and we got to go sit and, you know,
get scared straight.
Well, I wasn't gonna do anything.
Yeah, I did that. I did that program. That was scary. Yeah.
It wasn't a scared straight. It was just like a government class or something. They took us on a field trip to the county courthouse.
That's why I went.
Yeah, but I've never been. Oh man, if I was arrested, I'd be that ugly sobbing mugshot that's posted everywhere. I wouldn't be able to smile. I would be sobbing.
I gave attitude.
My life is over. My career is ended. I've disappointed my family.
Yeah.
That would be that girl.
Which one of us would you call?
I wouldn't call any of you.
To bail you out?
No.
You
if I had to choose one of you, I'd probably choose Al because I've known you the longest.
Yeah.
And
I'd come get you.
Al would be calling the news and be like,
"Hey guys, I got an exclusive. Kelly Raphael.
Exactly. Paparazzi at the corner.
Yeah. I'll give you more details in a few after I pick her up.
I have my GoPro on my head.
Yeah.
Periscoping.
We'll have another pair of tickets to Justin Bieber's tour tomorrow morning with the Backwards song. We have some intel from Kid Nation. Apparently, if you have Snapchat and you record the song, you can use the feature to play it backwards, and it will play the song forwards, which will give you the answer. So if you have Snapchat, you're ahead of the game.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
All right, we got one of our favorite people in studio right now, part-time Justin, formerly known as Intern Justin.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Justin?
What it is?
You've been trying to keep the body tight.
Yes, definitely been trying to stay fit and active, but every time I think of Wingstop, I'm off my diet.
Yeah,
right.
I missed you in my best butt ever class last week.
Hey, I'm trying to get that too because I saw it in the mirror. I was like, that could be lifted up a little bit higher.
Justin, you've become the workout friend to everybody at the show.
Yes, I have. The only one I'm wanting to work out with now, though, is Kelly.
Kelly?
Yeah.
All I do is lift weights and stuff. I don't know if it'd be that fun for you.
I'm fine with lifting weights, so.
I need to take a class or something. I think you'd have more fun.
You worked out with Al?
No. I want to,
You worked out with Al?
See, I just feel like we would end up watching a movie or some reality.
Really?
Netflix and chill?
I work out pretty well.
Well, then Al, this week you can join us because the workout this week is a dance class, a hip hop class.
Oh, boy. All right, well,
So you can join the class, but I know Kelly doesn't like a class, so maybe we can do. I'll go get a free session with you and your trainer.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
A free session.
Okay.
Just kind of work it in.
Yeah.
Because I'm broke.
Yeah. How's the new job? Speaking of being broke,
I think I'm quitting today.
Wow, you just got it.
I know. I hate it. It's a job where you. I work at an apartment complex.
Go ahead and tell them. Tell
okay,
them right now.
I quit.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
This is me quitting.
Are they listeners?
The one who employed me, yes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So are you going to don't lie?
Yeah, are you going to give 2 weeks notice, or are you just like not going to show
think
up
I'm
again?
I'm going to do the 2 weeks notice. I don't want to do them like that. Yeah. I just can't say, hey, I'm out, bye.
Part-time Justin, who's going to quit his job today, put in the 2 weeks notice, call in sick every day when you put in the 2 weeks.
All right, I'm going to have to call in sick. But speaking of being sick, I found these weird remedies, at-home remedies that you can use to cure yourself.
Okay.
Because getting the crud sucks, and ain't nobody got time to be waiting in the doctor's office for 3 hours.
Nope.
For them to take 2 minutes to sit down with you and say, mm-hmm. you're sick, drink plenty of water, and get some rest.
That's a good... How come doctors tell you show up at noon for your appointment, and then they don't see you till 1:20?
Because they want to make sure you're there.
It's right. Obama's fault.
Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Hey, easy.
But, I mean, with the cost of prescription drugs and the fears of the side effects from those drugs, I've created a list of at-home remedies...
Homeopathic?
Yes.
Is that what it'd be called?
Yes.
It'd be called? Yeah. Where is my English?
It's a homeopathic remedy.
Yeah.
So you and some of your homies came up with it, so it's homeo.
Yeah, it's for the homies.
The homie remedy.
Okay, I'm excited.
All right.
Let's get to it.
The first one is bloodletting.
Bloodletting?
What's
bloodletting?
Kill George Washington?
Oh, but that was way back in the day.
This is what the Egyptians used. So bloodletting. Well, baby, now you got bad blood. Feeling under the wetter, take a pair of scissors or a needle and let that bad blood flow.
Okay. No.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Until you start to feel better or till you can't feel nothing at all.
No,
Egyptians have been doing this for ages. No wonder they are able to build the pyramids. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into construction.
No.
This isn't a list that you don't have to take it seriously. This is what people did.
I could see how that could have killed George Washington.
I can definitely see that too.
Didn't he have wooden teeth?
Yeah, a wooden tongue, I thought.
No. Teeth.
Oh, wooden teeth.
How'd you work with a wooden tongue?
I don't want to date that guy.
Tastes very earthy.
It's called leeching. They would put leeches on people to drink the blood.
Yeah. Kelly, interesting you bring that up. I think that's on his list.
That's the next
one. That's the same thing.
Leeching, yeah. Leeches. If bloodletting is too extreme and you still want the bad blood out, find the closest pond and gather some leeches. These suckers will absorb the bad juju and make you feel refreshed and rejuvenated.
See, I don't know.
Got a cough? No worries. Grab some leeches.
I was hoping you'd just say put some honey in tea or something like
that. Like a little
that's too easy.
This is too easy.
This works.
Yeah, like swishing coconut oil around in my mouth. It's called coconut pooling. That seems like a more desirable remedy.
These are all cures for the common cold or crud.
Yeah,
fever. It's like for fever and stuff.
You got a runny nose, a headache.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Give me something else, Jeff.
Okay, what else you got?
This one's my favorite. It's called rebirth.
Rebirth.
Have a headache and feeling slow and old.
Mm-hmm.
Wish you could have a fresh restart.
Yeah.
You can find a nice warm bed and a good friend. Take off your clothes. Curl yourself into a tight little ball and squeeze. Close your eyes. Start humming and get into sync with your partner's hum and squeeze tighter onto your body. Squeeze, 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 and hold your breath. This is where you need to push, push, push yourself. Once you get to the point you can't squeeze no more and can no longer hold your breath, gasp for air and straighten your body and start crying. Congratulations, you now have a new birthday, and your sickness should be gone. If it doesn't, try it again.
How do you push yourself?
Okay, that's just some perv saying, let's see what we can get people to do.
Let's just see what we can get people to do.
You get a friend that's not going to judge you.
Yeah.
And you just curl into a ball.
Oh, I'm going to judge you if you ask me to do this.
I want to do that.
Kelly, I got a headache. Oh,
no. Take off all our clothes and squeeze.
And push.
Rebirthing.
All right, so if a rebirth didn't work, what about a burial?
A burial?
A self-burial. If prying yourself out of a pretend womb didn't help cure your headache, try out this remedy, burial. Pay some kids $5 to dig a hole in your backyard and invite a family and friends over.
These are all very dangerous.
Put yourself in the ground and bury your diseased body. The nutrients from the earth should be absorbed into your body. Okay. And your body's supposed to act like a really, really, really big tree.
I've heard about this, but I just feel like you've been watching True Blood. Like, this is witch doctor
stuff.
You bury yourself, like, leaving your head above ground?
Nah, put the whole head in. Make sure.
No, you can't breathe.
You put a tube.
Oh, please.
Oh, a straw or something?
Yeah.
Get a big tube.
somebody's going to think it's real funny. Look, I'm put something in the plug the straw. I mean, my friends.
And then once you spent 10 minutes under the ground, go, hey, guys, let
are
me
you
out.
You don't say anything. Yeah, you're underground.
You gotta
got
to hum it.
You got to holler it. This is what they did back then.
You move your straw.
Back when?
Back, like, 2007. All right, here's one. And, JC, let me know if you've heard of this one.
Okay.
Okay, an egg.
Egg?
Is your nose runny? Head all scrambled?
Oh, yeah.
Here is an egg-cellent idea. Okay. This remedy works overnight. Right before you go to bed, take a raw egg from the fridge. Mm-hmm. Without cracking the egg, rub the shell over the head and stomach. Place the egg under the bed and go to sleep.
Yep.
The egg is supposed to absorb the sickness while you are sleeping. In the morning, crack the egg to see if there is blood. If there is, it worked. If there isn't, try again.
My grandma used to do this.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. My grandma used to make us do it every single time.
Rub an egg on you?
Yes.
Did you have blood in it?
We had to do the egg every day.
Did she have voodoo dolls?
No, she didn't have voodoo dolls. It's the egg. This isn't voodoo. This works. The egg gets everything out of you, and then it gets it inside the egg.
Okay. Wet socks. Burning up. Feel sloppy. Dragging your feet around. Nothing like clean, fuzzy, wet pair of socks to cure you.
I hate wet feet.
Me too. Okay, it's so uncomfortable.
I'm intrigued.
They don't need to be Hanes or Fruit of the Loom. They just need to be wet. Nothing that will drive an illness out of the body like soggy toes. This remedy will make you go, hey, meningococcal virus, go bother someone else.
Oh, my.
I believe there's a lot in the feet. I've learned a lot about this kind of stuff. Like, you can, the last time I had some footwork done, she told me that my ovaries felt clogged.
Your ovaries.
She could tell that from your feet?
Tightness in the left, like in the back by the Achilles. Yeah, everything you can
from
feel
your
everything.
Foot?
Yeah, your reproductive systems in your foot. Your foot is a map of your body. Yeah. I do believe in that. But she rubbed on it and she was like, it's real tight.
Bring her in here so she could tell us what's wrong with us.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Your ovaries are connected to your foot.
Everything all your body's organs, everything is connected to
everything
your
has
feet.
A spot in your foot.
So when
MASH, like if you're having extreme headaches or something, there's a place on your foot.
Yeah, okay.
Gastrointestinal problems, there's supposed to be.
Where do you get your Roto-Rooter for
not
your
wearing
ovaries?
Wet socks, though.
Not wearing wet socks.
No.
Me neither.
There's recommendations for that.
Well, if wet socks wasn't going to do it, bee stings.
What?
What's worse than a bee sting?
Nothing.
Two bee stings.
Oh, yeah.
What's worse than two bee stings?
I'm guessing three?
A virus.
Oh.
Okay. Get a bee stinging acupuncture. The Chinese have been doing this before needles were cool.
Sounds like you got some stuff in there. I can't remember.
Yeah, right.
You got to do these.
Well, I'm going to try one of these tonight.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So you're supposed to get a bee and let him sting on you?
Yeah. It's the latest buzz, Big Al. Get it?
You just sting yourself?
Kelly got stung on Bumble.
I did, if that's what you're calling it.
But I've been told that bee stings work for arthritis. It's an old Chinese secret.
Hmm. Chinese people are just grabbing bees and sticking them. Just flat.
I do eat a lot of honey.
Yeah, it numbs it, so you can just. Yeah, I think that's what it did.
Wow.
All right, last one.
Okay.
All right, this is gonna.
This
be good.
One Break. Might. This one might be the winner.
All right, come on.
They say happiness is the key to good health. Find the nearest Walmart parking lot or an animal shelter and receive the utmost joy because they're always going to have puppies. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of puppy love. Have you seen 100 Dalmatians? That movie wasn't about collecting animal fur. It was about finding happiness so Cruella De Vil could stop smoking.
That's what it was about?
Okay.
So go to an animal shelter or Walmart.
Yeah, because like
they're
always
puppies in the
parking. They're always families are always
shout out.
There you go.
There he is. All right. Part-time Justin, everybody.
Thank you so much. Hey, stay warm.
Please do not cut yourself and make yourself bleed out.
Yeah, do not.
Don't
do
that.
This segment was not brought to you by Tylenol.
No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.